Hello, hello, hello. This is Chris. This is episode 103 of the Libertarian Republican Podcast. Thanks again for showing up and listening and sharing and getting the word out a little bit about this podcast. This one is about environmentalism and about the different philosophies between the two parties. I think that, you know, because the Democrats tend to be the party that they think they care about the environment, and the Republicans don't care. They just don't care about the environment. And I think that the problem is that the there's a difference in philosophy there, that Republicans are, you know, like myself, of course I want a clean environment. I want wilderness. I want to preserve wilderness. I want clean water, clean air. You know, I'm a very outdoorsy guy. I used to do a lot of climbing and whitewater kayaking, and I still do a lot of mountain biking and snowboarding and hiking. And so I Republicans care about the environment. We want a clean environment, but there's a reason why the underlying reason behind why we want a clean environment is because we want the planet to be nice for people. You know, we want to enhance the life of humanity, of human beings. We care about people, and we care about the life of people and the quality of life of people. And a lot of Republicans are hunters, and we value wilderness, and we value a clean environment, but we value it because we know that that is going to be, that it'll be a nice place for human beings to live, and that's our number one goal, is to improve the lives of humans, right? Whereas the Democrats, their goal is very anti-human. Their philosophy is humans are evil, humans are rotten, humans are bad, humans are an invasive species, humans are dirty and awful and terrible, and so. You know, humans, they don't care about humans. They don't care about you. They are so focused on the environment, but it's for the environment's own sake. You know, they've got this sort of idea that the Earth is its own thing, and it should be separate from humans. And man, wouldn't it be great if all the humans were dead? And yeah, I mean, literally, you've got some leftists who actually want human death. They are absolutely in favor of millions of humans dying because that'll be good for the environment. And I think that's a real, obviously, that's the real difference. And I think that's what we should point out to voters. We should point out this contrast. You know, we believe we are pro-human, and part of that is we want our planet to be clean, and we want to preserve wilderness for future generations and to enjoy all of the stuff you do out in the wilderness, and it's important, but the Democrats, on the other hand, they want to preserve the environment at the expense of humans. You know, we want to preserve the environment for humans, and the Democrats want to preserve the environment at the expense of humans. And they will spare no expense. They will, you know, then, and I've talked about this before, about, you know, climate change and how they're so obsessed with climate change. They don't care if millions of people are going to starve to death, because I mean, if that's what has to happen, so be it. That's what has to happen. And that's You know, look at in Europe, it was, I think it was the German, one of the German politicians talking about she's sticking to their deal, they're sticking to their plan to not buy any natural gas from Russia in order to punish Russia, in to help Ukraine. Somehow they're going to help the Ukraine by and punish Russia by not buying their gas. But really what that's going to do is cause the people in Germany to suffer. The people in Germany are going to be cold all winter long. Some of them might die. You know, I mean, the people on the margins are going to die. Ultimately, all of this stuff, you know, it's easy for rich people to get by with less energy, but it's the people who are already on the margins. They're already living, just barely hanging on. And if they have to live with less energy, they might literally die. And many of them will literally die. But she, you know, she doesn't care. And a lot of these people, a lot of these leftists, they don't care. Now, in this particular case, it's not about the environment. It's about helping Ukraine and punishing Russia. But it's all the same philosophy, that they're just ignoring the suffering of their people. And it's the same thing here in the United States. It's the same thing. I mean, people are suffering in the United States with high gas prices. People are suffering, but the Democrats don't care. They don't care if you suffer, because they're not interested in you. They're not interested in saving you or protecting you or making sure that you live your best life. They don't care. They're obsessed with the environment. They care about the environment. And you know, and then we can get into, are they even protecting the environment? Is this really going to do anything to stop climate change? And is it, you know, is climate, for, I mean, there's all kinds of questions we can ask. I mean, is climate change even that bad? Is it, and I did a whole episode on cost-benefit analysis, where are we, if we do a cost-benefit analysis, is the benefit of fighting climate change worth the costs of fighting climate change? And that's a question we're not allowed to ask. Nobody's allowed to ask that. If you ask that question, you hate the environment, you know. But look, I think that's the big difference between Republicans and Democrats, is that we want to ask those questions. We think you should ask those questions. And Democrats don't, because the Democrats think that you don't ask questions when it comes to the environment, when it comes to the climate change. You don't ask questions. You just do it. You just do what we say. Just shut up and do what we say. And if people have to suffer, then so be it. That's it. We don't care. And that's a look. I think that's a winning argument for us if we point this out. This anti-human element, this anti-human attitude of the Democrat Party. They are not interested in the well-being of humanity. You know, they say all of this stuff is to save humanity from climate change, but if humans are going to suffer horribly in this pursuit of, you know, they may say, well, you'll suffer even more if we don't do anything. And of course, that's when we have to start, you know, asking that. We have to start holding them to that and say, okay, explain specifically how we're going to suffer even more. And how, if we let our technology, if we focus on keeping our economy strong, and focus on developing our technology, I think we can certainly survive. We will thrive. Actually, Dave Smith just couple of weeks ago, did an episode about this on Part of the Problem podcast, talking about, and Tom Woods has talked about this too, about how humans are dying less because of the environment over the last several decades. Fewer and fewer and fewer humans are dying due to a hostile environment. So, but the Democrats' entire argument is that the Earth's climate is becoming more and more and more hostile, and therefore we have to do something about it. But if that was true, then more and more and more humans would be dying all over the world due to climate, which is not happening. The exact opposite is happening. You know, we are surviving. We are dealing with, even though there is some climate change going on, it's a real thing. I mean, the Earth's climate is changing. It's always changed. It always will change. It always has changed. And we are getting better and better and better at adapting and surviving. So this is not this argument that, well, you know, we're all going to die from climate change if we don't do something, is, it doesn't make sense. It is not borne out by the facts, because the facts are that humans are dying even less now. From the climate is even less dangerous to humanity than it's ever been. Right now, in 2022, the climate is less dangerous to humanity than it has ever been in history. So fewer people are dying due to cold and heat and storms and everything else. So and droughts and floods and all of that. So this argument that the Earth is becoming uninhabitably violent and hostile is just foolish. It's absolute nonsense. And so, you know, it's a lie. And then you have to start asking, well, what's the lie for? Why are they lying? Well, because they want power. Because, you know, and I hate to be cynical about it, but yeah, that's what it is. they want power. They want to terrify you so that you will give them power over your life. So that's a couple arguments that I think we can use against the Democrats. That our approach to environmentalism is a pro-human approach, whereas their approach is anti-human. And even when they say that they are we're pro-human, well, then all we have to do is point to the fact that, well, fewer humans now are dying from the environment than ever before. So this argument that you're, you know, humans are in just horrible, horrible danger, we're all going to die from the climate, it just doesn't make any sense. It's just not borne out by the facts. It's not reality. So that's a sort of a running theme about the Democrats. They are not the party of reality at all. So, okay, that's it. That's a quickie. That is episode 103, I think it was. And if you like this podcast, give me some good ratings, share it with everybody you know, and you can see me on, you can find this on all the podcast apps, and you can get on Podbean, and you can message me, you can message me on Twitter, on Getter, on Truth. I'm at Chris Farrow on all of those except Twitter. I'm Libertarian Rep 3 on Twitter. So, all right. Thanks for joining me, and I will see you on the next one. All right. Bye-bye.